Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And Laura, what do you do usually when you wake up the first thing in the morning?
Okay, of course. Yeah, I use my phone or maybe I will check Facebook.
Use your phone.
Use my phone.
Do you eat breakfast though?
Because by the time I get up, 其实我都是很晚起来，是有一点 like around noon time, 是中午的时候
okay,
so maybe I'll
like
eat lunch. 对呀、
okay.
Or brunch?
Yes, brunch.
Mm-hmm,
between breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. Okay, well even if you do really, really wake up for breakfast, what do you usually like to eat?
Oh, 我喜欢吃
cereal?
No, 火腿三明治
Ah,
like
okay.
Like ham sandwich, or maybe like 蛋饼
Oh, yes.
I love 蛋饼
So you like Taiwanese breakfast?
Of course.
It's so delicious. I like to eat a little bit of both. So maybe sometimes I'll eat something very Western like yogurt,Pancakes, cereal, and then sometimes I'll eat Taiwanese breakfast
Pancakes
as well.
Pancakes today.
I know, right? Breakfast food is actually really delicious.
Yay.
Okay, but today we're going to look at Taiwanese breakfast.
Cool.
I love Taiwanese breakfast. It's one of the best, I think. So let's take a look at our article.
How?
Start your day the Taiwanese way.
Taiwan is full of delicious food.Especially at breakfast time. What kinds of breakfast does Taiwan have? Let's take a look. Now you're thinking about your favorite dish, aren't you? Taiwanese omelette. One of the most popular items to eat is the Taiwanese omelette. You can also add cheese, corn, and lots more to the omelette. Of course,This breakfast isn't complete without a cup of black or milk tea. Turnip cake. The turnip cake is another great way to start the day. We cook the cake until it's crispy. Some people put eggs on top for more flavor.
Delicious, delicious. This carrot cake is delicious. Can I have two pieces? This carrot cake is delicious. Can I have two pieces? Corn, corn. One of Donovan's favorite foods is corn.He often cooks it on the barbecue. One of Donovan's favorite foods is corn. He often cooks it on the barbecue. Complete, complete. That's not a complete sentence. You need to add one more word. That's not a complete sentence.You need to add one more word. Without, without. You can't borrow library books without a library card. You can't borrow library books without a library card.
Okay, so our article first says, Taiwan is full of delicious food, especially at breakfast time. I agree.
真的台湾充满美食。可大家有没有觉得特别是早餐时间所以有时候我们会看到有早餐店 okay?
Oh my gosh, I love it.
我就会觉得说如果我起床的时候早餐店还开我就赶快去买来吃 even though it's like around lunchtime.
But some are open for brunch, so you can catch it in time.
Yay!
Now we said the food is so delicious. Delicious is our word. Power word is spelled D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. Delicious. Delicious is an adjective and it means something that tastes good. So we can also use the word yummy, Y-U-M-M-Y, or we can say something is very tasty, T-A-S-T-Y. Okay, they all mean the word delicious. Now we can say this carrot cake is delicious. Can I have two pieces?This carrot cake is delicious. Can I have two pieces?
Delicious! 台湾真的有很多很美味的美食，所以如果我们要吃到美食，我们就可以说おいしい或者是 delicious 这个形容词，这个英文的形容词我们可以用 delicious or yummy、mm-hmm. OK, 这比较口语的说法，或加 or tasty, OK, 美味的 or out of this world, 就是人间美味、oh, yeah. Hello, 就是超好吃的、mm. OK, so maybe you could say something like this is the most delicious ice cream I have ever eatenOh
my god.
Ice cream is so delicious.
I love ice cream.
All right. Okay, 那刚刚丽句提到是什么很好吃呢? This carrot cake is delicious.、Oh. 红萝卜蛋糕真美味。我可以吃两块吗? Can I have two pieces?
Actually, I didn't like carrot cake before, but I realize、okay. it's so delicious. I can have two pieces of、oh, that、okay. if I really like it.
It's actually quite nice.
Yeah, it's really good. It's not as scary as it sounds.
Yeah.
All right, so we talk about delicious breakfast food in Taiwan.、Mm-hmm. Now, the article says, what kinds of breakfast does Taiwan have?
Oh,
oh there's so many.
I know. 其实呢我们因为时间的关系我们当然只能讲一些就是台湾的一些比较有名的啊、mm. 或者经典的一些早餐哦。因为这里就问到说台湾有哪些早餐呢超多的好不好
Yeah, it says let's take a look、mm-hmm. And then we see here now You're thinking about your favorite dish, aren't you?
I am
Right, you're thinking in your head Okay, what's
okay.
my favorite?
好了好了不能破梗 OK, 让我们来看一下哦现在想必大家正在想你最喜欢的那一道早餐是不是 OK 是不是这里呢就是一个附加问句的用法像我们会说、哦、这件衣服真好看 Right,
I love it
或是 This bag is so expensive, isn't it? OK 大家有没有发现它主要的子句是肯定所以它的附加问句就是否定的哦、
嗯、
如果呢想要知道更多有关附加问句的问法当然我们要听我们的 Magic Box 老师讲解
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 没错，空姐 LV 又再次来这边与各位见面啦。哎，你们知道吗？空服员这个工作其实非常的辛苦，而且我发现呢、啊，记忆力这部分呢、啊，也是有越来越衰退的倾向。哎，例如说啊，有一次乘客就跟我说 ，Can I have a cup of coffee, please？ 哎，麻烦你啊，我要一杯咖啡。OK， 当下呢，我真的有听到了，但是呢，我走到后台后，我就哎。忘了他要什么哎，我只好呢厚脸皮的回去问他，You ordered a cup of coffee just now, didn't you? 刚刚你点了一杯咖啡，对吗？哎，可想而知啊，那位乘客也是蛮傻眼的，想说，哎，我不是前一秒才跟你说，你就马上忘了是吗？哎，你是金鱼脑吗？好，大家呢一定有注意到我刚刚用了一个哎，好像是在反问的句型哦。You ordered a cup of coffee just now, didn't you? 我在这个直述句的后面啊，加了一个由助动词或 be 动词和代名词所组成的一个很短的问句。那这种句型呢，很常的会在我们生活中的对话出现哦。像我们中文讲话的时候，不是常常会加是吗？对吧？不是吗？这种感觉一样的、哦、同学啊，其实这样的句型呢，就是所谓的附加问句哦。那今天呢，就趁 LV 有这个空闲，来跟大家介绍一下这个文法。那我们就一起来听听看它有什么厉害的规则吧。哎，其实啊，附加问句没有很难哦。首先呢、啊，你要记住，如果你今天的直述句是肯定的，哎，像我问客人说 ，You ordered a cup of coffee just now， 这时候呢，你后面附加的问句要是否定的哦。到后面呢，加上助动词 didn't 是要一个缩写 ，did not you 是错误的哦，要特别特别的小心。相对的呢，你今天的句子如果是否定的，例如说 ，That passenger isn't very polite, is he？ 哎，那个乘客不是很有礼貌哎，对吧？前面呢、啊、否定了。附加问句呢就要用肯定哦而且要注意的是这边的动词要跟着前面的句子哦所以啊这边当然是用 be verb is 再加上代名词那假设呢今天我的乘客是男生诶当然就是用 he is he 是不是呢那聪明的同学们不知道有没有听出来附加问句的使用会因为情境和语调有一点点不一样的意思哦像一开始啊我会问乘客 You ordered a cup of coffee just now didn't you?A 是用在一个 A 确认一下这个事实你不太确定的时候这个状态下来使用的哦因此呢这个语气上啊会有上扬像是 didn't you? A 那但是呢我后面呢后来又问乘客说那个是不是乘客是不是很不礼貌啊 That passenger isn't very polite is he? 这边呢就有点像是要寻求对方认同的感觉，带一点反讽的意味，因此呢语气是会下降的，像是 is he? 哇、wow, 有没有觉得附加用句真的是很神奇又好用的句型呢？好啦，那在我要起飞之前呢，我帮大家复习一下好了。附加问句呢，就是会用在确认事实或是寻求对方认同时使用的。它是在一个直述句之后，加上这个助动词和 be 动词或代名词所组成的一个短短的问句。句子呢，如果是肯定的，附加问句就会是什么？否定的。那句子如果是否定的，附加问句当然就是肯定的，没有错。那语气呢，要记得要依情况而做变化哦。我觉得我好像快来不及了，那我就先走了，拜。
Okay, oh my god, one of my favorite food is、oh、on here, is on this list.
蛋饼
That's right. Okay, in English we call it the Taiwanese omelette, or Taiwanese omelette. Okay, we don't say 蛋饼, we call it Taiwanese omelette. Now it says, one of the most popular items to eat is the Taiwanese omelette. Okay, an item is just something on its own. It's an individual thing,、mm. okay? So one of the most popular things to eat, basically, is the Taiwanese omelette.
蛋饼 I can't resist anything with eggs.
I know.
就是有蛋的东西我觉得都很好吃，也不知道为什么。Mm. 所以呢，就是 Taiwanese omelette, 也就是蛋饼。其中一项最热门的商品就是蛋饼，就像课文一开始说。那你有没有发现它是用 one of,、mm-hmm. OK, 我们要说什么很多东西的其中一样。所以 one of 后面我们要接的是复数名词。OK, 那我们看到的是什么 ?items。OK, 那 item 是什么呢？就是商品啦，或是品项这样子的意思啦。
嗯哼。OK, and the Taiwanese omelette says you can also add cheese,
yum,
corn, and lots more to the omelette.
Yum,
you can be very creative.
对啊，其实蛋饼我们看到有很多口味，像是你可以在蛋饼里面加入起司啦，
I need to add
或是玉米啦，还有更多的配料。我真的我会加 cheese、欸。
Me too. I love it with cheese.
OK, 可是我可能不会加肉松 or something like that.
Yeah.I like it with cheese or corn or something
yeah,
like
or
that.
Or maybe ham is okay.
Yeah.、Mm. All right, so we learned another word here. We see the word corn. It's spelled C-O-R-N, corn. What is corn? It's a vegetable that grows really tall and it grows something that has yellow seeds. And what we do is we eat the seeds by cooking it. You can grill it on the barbecue and stuff like that. You can even take out the seeds. Okay, they're called kernels, K-E-R-N-E-L-S, to make popcorn.For example, we can say one of Donovan's favorite foods is corn. He often cooks it on the barbecue. One of Donovan's favorite foods is corn. He often cooks it on the barbecue.
Corn 就是玉米啦 ，OK， 相信大家都很喜欢吃玉米吧、mm. ？OK， 我们可以看，像在台湾在披萨上面，我们都还可以看到 corn。
Yeah，
OK， 那通常我们 corn 可能呢，我们是 a can of corn， 可能是说玉米粒，然后放在罐头里 ，or corn on the cob。就是像是整颗，像是我们要吃那个就是烤玉米的时候， yeah. 我们啊烤玉米
来了，
我现在肚子都超饿了 ，OK， 而且我喜欢吃白色的，
哦、mm, oh, ，That one's really special，OK、
okay.。好了，那刚刚我们提到的例句就是 One of Donovan's favorite foods is corn. Donovan 最喜欢的其中一个食物就是玉米，他时常在烤肉的时候烤它，烤玉米。
Mm-hmm. Next, it says, of course, this breakfast isn't complete without a cup of black or milk tea. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Every time when I have 蛋饼, I have to have black or milk tea.
我一定要吃喝奶茶啦。Mm. 所以当然这早餐如果少了一杯红茶或是奶茶，可就不完整了。
Right.
And here we see the word complete.
Right, complete, it's spelled C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E, complete.Complete here means having all the parts or the things needed for something. It means to finish something. For example, if you're putting together a puzzle, you need all of the puzzle pieces to complete it or to finish it. If you're missing one or two pieces, then you cannot finish the puzzle, so it is not complete. For example, we can say, that's not a complete sentence. You need to add one more word.That's not a complete sentence. You need to add one more word.
Oh, I hate it when you're missing a piece of the puzzle.
I know. I can never complete it.
就觉得怎么办那个 puzzle 没有办法拼完整 OK 完整的英文我们用 complete 这个形容词像是呢我们可能会说 This list of names is not complete So maybe it's missing some names、
oh, OK
它的名单有少了一什么东西不够完整哦 OK So 刚刚的例句提到就是 That's not a complete sentence是什么呢那不是一句完整的句子 complete sentence 你需要再多加一个字
Right, you need a subject and a、yeah. verb to make a complete sentence Okay, now this breakfast is not complete without of course a drink which is black tea or milk、mm. tea Okay, without is also a word power word It's spelled W-I-T-H-O-U-T without as one wordNow, without here is a preposition and it means not having or not including something. For example, if you take tea without sugar, it means you do not have or you do not put sugar into the tea. Or if you left the house without your wallet, it means you didn't bring your wallet with you. You do not have the wallet on you. Now, for example, we can say you can't borrow library books without a library card.You can't borrow library books without a library card.
Without, 其实很简单就是没有什么它是个介系词、mm-hmm. Hey Tiffany, would you go out with, without makeup on?
Yeah, of course, I don't care.、
啊、真的你所以你素颜 without makeup on, 你都还是很正耶。
I know, right?
真的、so、它看起来一样一样正 my gosh, okay. So 刚刚我们听到的就是 take your coffee without sugar. 像是我通常喝咖啡我也是不加糖、yeah. 我已经戒糖了因为我中医说糖对身体不好。
Sugar is really bad for you actually, so you should try to cut it out.
有毒好不好Yeah. Okay, so don't leave home without your wallet. 就是说你不要出门的时候忘记带这个皮包一定要记得带、mm. 因为 wallet or money is so important. 这样你就不能去买东西 Or I can't imagine life without a smartphone or a computer.
Oh my gosh, without internet. My
对
呀、
啊、怎么办、
so、
我们人生要怎么办没有这个智慧型手机或者是网络我们就惨咯。好我们看回例句要说没有借书书证，你就无法借阅这个图书里面的图书馆里面的书。嗯、mm. ，OK， 没有关系啊，你就可以去网络上看就好。
you can just buy it online.
对啊
，Okay. All right. So we learned about Taiwanese omelet, which is dumpling. There's another one that I really like called turnip cake.
Oh my god! Oh my god! 萝卜糕，对不对
？Yeah, turnip cake. Okay.The turnip cake is another great way、uh-huh. to start the day.
Of course, 我觉得吃萝卜糕当早餐、
so、
你整天心情都超好。Turnip 是什么？就是萝卜，所以 turnip cake 就是萝卜糕的英文，所以萝卜糕是另一种很棒的方式来展开一天。OK, 这里我先来稍稍讲一下 one another 还有 the other 的用法。One 就是前面已经提过但是没有限定的单数名词像是 I love cats so I want to keep one at home、
oh、God,
我也想要一只猫咪 OK 它是取代前面的 one cat OK 那 the other one the other 就是代替指定的两个名词中的特定的另外一个像是 I have two brothers、
okay.
one is a doctor and the other is a teacher 所以很明显、oh, wow. the other 就是另外那一个嗯，那 another 呢是代替之前已经出过的名词，可是是没有特定的某一个。OK， 像是 I don't like this umbrella. Can you give me another? 所以雨伞有很多只，不知道会选到哪一只。所以呢，无限定范围内的单数，我们就可以用 another. OK,、
oh, OK.
I'm so good at explaining
I know.
this.
I know you're so good. You're one of the best teachers ever.
I know, right?
All right. So let's take a look at the turnip cake now.We can cook the cake because it's not really the cake、mm. we see in desserts, okay?、
Yeah.
This kind of cake is、
this、
just gao,、mm. right? We cook the cake until it's crispy. Oh my god,、yeah. I love it. When something、
hungry.
Is crispy, it means that it's kind of thin, it's dry, and it makes kind of a crunch.
Oh my god.
sound. For example, potato chips.
Yummy.
Potato chips are crispy because、uh-huh. they're thin and they're、yeah. easy to eat, so when we eat it, it's always like.
好好吃哦，我最喜欢吃酥脆的东西，所以我们要把这个萝卜糕煎到有点酥脆啊，这时候最好吃。Crispy 就是酥脆的，那刚刚我们提到 crunch crunch 其实也是就是很脆的声音，那所以我们也可以说 crunchy 来表示脆脆的，像是我想到是 crispy fried chicken。
Oh my god, oh my god, I love crispy fried chicken.
OK, so 刚刚我们有提到就是就是 crispy 就是很脆的。 And what else about萝卜糕?
Okay, well, it says some people put eggs on top for more flavor.
Right.
I think you'll love it because you like eggs.
Yeah.
You can put eggs on the turnip cake and then it gives it more flavor. Yeah, so flavor is just the way something tastes. So food can have different flavors.
Right.
It can be spicy, sweet, salty, bitter, whatever. Those are all flavors.
Yum. So 有些人会在这个萝卜糕上面加颗蛋，因为我超爱吃蛋，来添增风味。这里的 flavor 我们有着风味啦，味道的意思。像是我们如果说，哎，这个这一道菜就少一点味儿，我们就可以说 the dish lacks flavor， 就是没有什么味道。但是 flavor 还可以指口味的意思，像是 I think of ice cream， they have a lot of flavors， chocolate， vanilla，
strawberry， pistachio。
好饿哦，我现在一直在想吃的，我还没吃饭。
I really want to get breakfast now.
I know. Okay, maybe we should do that after our wrap up.
Maybe. All right, so let's take a look at our wrap-up first, and then we'll be right back so we can get breakfast.
Yeah.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we're going to play a game called Category. So we'll give you a category, and you have to list as many things as you can. Now, you can try to play along with Laura and I.
Can we take turns?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, like...
Okay, the point is to take turns, okay?
要不然我会可能就会词穷。
It's okay. We'll help each other.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so the first category is food you can order at a breakfast shop. Now, this is easy because we learned a few of them already, right?
Right,
are you ready?
Right,
you
right,
first,
right,
you first.
So, an omelet.
Okay, black tea.
Milk tea, 奶茶。
Turnip cake.
Sandwich, 三明治。
Oh, you're good. Oh, I don't know.
快点快点你好笨哦。
Soy milk, soy milk.
Soy milk. What about scrambled eggs?
Oh,
可以吧就是炒蛋啊。
Hash browns.
Hash browns, 对麦当劳。
Oh my god, I love hash browns.
Can you get like a McMuffin? 还什么东西
That's only a McDonald's.
对只有在麦当劳。
Okay.
Breakfast shop, 还有什么东西
Well, there's so much more.
Coffee? 应该有。
I know, sometimes they have the pancake, the scallion pancake.
还有那个铁板面 or something.
So there's actually a lot
of fried noodles.
Fried noodles, okay. That's a lot. Did you guys get some of them?
超多了,超多了。
Okay, now let's move on to the next one. This is things you can add into a Taiwanese omelet.
Okay, corn.
Cheese.
What about ham?
Tuna.
Tuna, that's
tuna,
a good one. 你怎么认为鱼蛋饼
？Tuna，
惨了，我要输了。我不知道蛋饼还可以加什么，加什么？九层塔。
That you can add.
That's difficult.
Actually, I've had this before. Kimchi.
啊，泡菜。
Yeah, kimchi. It was actually really good.
还有什么 ？OK， 我觉得 Tiffany 你要赢了啦，你根本就 You're good.
I just eat a lot. I like to eat.
You just
like you
love
said,
to eat.
I like to eat.
Okay.
All right. So you guys, you can also play along as well. You can think about new categories. You can learn about new things. But don't forget to stick to day two because we actually have. You can.
Okay.
We have actually more.Breakfast stuff that we want to share
we
with
do?
You. So
okay.
Don't forget to stick to day two. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
Let's go get breakfast.
Okay, bye. We're so hungry. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go.
Start your day the Taiwanese way.
Taiwan is full of delicious food, especially at breakfast time. What kinds of breakfast does Taiwan have? Let's take a look.Now you're thinking about your favorite dish, aren't you? Taiwanese omelette. One of the most popular items to eat is the Taiwanese omelette. You can also add cheese, corn, and lots more to the omelette. Of course, this breakfast isn't complete without a cup of black or milk tea. Turnip cake. The turnip cake is another great way to start the day.We cook the cake until it's crispy. Some people put eggs on top for more flavor.
Delicious, delicious. This carrot cake is delicious. Can I have 2 pieces? This carrot cake is delicious. Can I have 2 pieces? Corn, corn. One of Donovan's favorite foods is corn. He often cooks it on the barbecue. One of Donovan's favorite foods is corn. He often cooks it on the barbecue. Complete, complete. That's not a complete sentence. You need to add one more word. That's not a complete sentence. You need to add one more word. Without, without. You can't borrow library books without a library card. You can't borrow library books without a library card.